The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors have selected the new board chair for this term, and she joins us now on the KSRO Lifeline. Good morning now to the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Linda Hopkins. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I've been better, but I'm okay. First off, how does it feel to be the new chair?
I have to say it's obviously a very, very challenging year for our county. And so, my biggest priority is just trying to get us through this pandemic and out the other side. So it's not exactly how I imagined, being sworn in. I had my daughters. I was in my bedroom, compared to the usual, you're in your, formal clothes and you're in the board chambers. So it was certainly different than I had imagined, if I had imagined it a couple of years ago. But, as you're doing this morning, right, you roll with the punches and you adapt. And so we're all in a different space than we were a year ago.
It's very true. Speaking of coronavirus and the pandemic, how is the rollout of the vaccine going here in Sonoma County?
This is absolutely my top priority right now, because the sooner that we get that vaccine widely distributed, the sooner we can return to life as normal, which is what our economy, what our society really fundamentally needs. I'm feeling very hopeful. We have placed an order for state vaccinators, basically requesting state assistance so that we have surge capacity to have a lot of folks who can be deployed all around the community to get that vaccine out. The biggest sort of next thing will be shifting into Tier 1B, and we're not quite there yet, right? We need to receive more doses of the vaccine in order to get there. But once we shift into Tier 1B, that actually opens it up to all essential workers, frontline workers such as grocery store workers, agriculture, as well as educators. That's really going to be the first very public outward-facing vaccination effort. So far, it's been fairly internally focused around the healthcare system with very defined populations, right? So, just the folks who are working for the hospitals, for the skilled nursing facilities within the EMS paramedic system. I'm really excited about the opportunity to distribute the vaccine more widely, especially to those workers who've been working tirelessly since the pandemic began, providing critical services like growing and selling food.
Yeah, that will make a huge difference, especially our grocers and the educators as well. This is going to be a big impact to getting back to normal, hopefully. Now, the governor talked about quite a bit of money, billions of dollars in state aid for businesses and jobs that are impacted by COVID-19. How is the county going to help those who are still struggling financially?
We did approve sort of an interim allocation of money for the month of January specifically to support food distribution as well as emergency financial assistance. And we did that yesterday. And then we also gave direction to staff to come back on January 26th for a broader local economic stimulus package. By that time, we thought that we would have a little more information. We discussed the governor's announcement in real time as well about what the gaps are. So it doesn't sort of make sense to throw money at something if the state is also already throwing money at that particular thing. But if there are types of businesses that are falling through the state and federal gaps, that's where we really like to step in so that we make sure that we're kind of making the most of our very scant local dollars. That's one of the challenges is, we are sort of the front lines of government in terms of folks are reaching out to us. They're in a panic. They don't know what to do. And we're more accessible often, than higher levels of government. And yet we also have the smallest pocketbooks of any of the levels of government. So we're trying to, look and think strategically to help those who might be falling through the other safety net systems that are being provided by the state and federal government.
Now, back in mid-December, Sonoma County voluntarily joined the stay-at-home order, and it's set to expire this Saturday. Do you anticipate it will be extended?
That certainly seems likely at this point in time when you look at, the way that the Bay Area is still currently not meeting the criteria. But hopefully we'll have more information. We will be having another town hall this evening and briefing from Dr. Mace. So I'm sure she'll be able to provide the most up-to-date information then.
And what time is that town hall meeting? And can we see it on Facebook?
Absolutely, yes. So that will be at 5 p.m. And it'll be a COVID community briefing, and it will be live streamed on Facebook.
Okay. All right. So we'll catch up on that this afternoon. Now, the board discussed potential new locations for the county government headquarters, including moving to downtown Santa Rosa. Can you tell us a little bit about the discussion?
Yeah, it was a very lively discussion. We had asked staff to bring back and look at and examine three different options. Downtown, the county-owned space up near the airport, and then the existing county campus. And even though actually the existing county campus rose to the top of the pile in the staff analysis in terms of cost, in terms of, you know, sort of amount of space and a variety of other factors, we actually felt that the potential to partner with the city and, you know, look at focusing development downtown was a really big one. I'll be honest, for my constituents, that actually makes government services more difficult to access out in rural West County. It's harder to get to downtown, and we don't have great transit systems out there. And so my request, which was supported by other folks who also represent constituents who are further away from downtown Santa Rosa, was that we actually look at local service sites as well. So having one centralized campus, but then also looking at satellite sites, right, so that, you know, someone who needs a septic permit way out in Monterio might be able to stop in, say, Guerneville or Forestville, rather than, you know, coming down all the way to downtown. And then ultimately that also serves, you know, the goal of getting cars off the roads, right? It's much better to stay in your own town. And with everything virtual right now, I don't see any reason why we couldn't have access to government services offsite. You know, what we need is Wi-Fi and some technology. And then you could actually have people basically waiting in line in a different building and even, you know, speaking to someone through a screen. I think it's even more of a possibility than it was pre-pandemic. We're realizing those benefits of technology and telecommuting.
Right. And also taking, you know, notes from our response with the local access centers after the fires, like it's possible to set things up. So maybe on a more permanent basis than the local access centers. But I think we really have the know-how and the resources to figure that out. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk with you again very soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care and get well.
Thank you. That is the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Linda Hopkins.